The story of Mert and Mars. And now for a new and exciting chapter in the story of two glamorous Broadway chorus girls. Members of the famous Precision Chorus in the Gay White Way's most glittering extravaganza, Hayfield Pleasures. In our last episode, we saw one of the most dramatic behind-the-scenes moments in show business. The first lucky break of a new player. It came when sweet, pretty Margie Minter, alone and friendless, was befriended by pert Myrtle Spear, captain of the Chick Chicks. As a result, Margie has now been given a chance to take the place of one of the chorus girls who is ill. Our curtain is about to go up on today's action-filled chapter in the story of Mert and Mars. Go backstage at the Hayfield Theater once again. Downstairs, beneath the great stage, the girls are gathered in the huge sewing room for the first fitting of their new costumes under the supervision of the costume designer, Clarence Siving Duffer. The door opens and a large rack jammed with colorful costumes is wheeled in.
Oh, Margie, just look at those costumes. Aren't they beautiful? Just look at this Spanish shawl and the length of the fringe.
Oh, they're just too beautiful.
What will I wear, Miss Spear?
Cora will get around to you soon, dear.
Will they let me wear such lovely things?
Of course, you're one of us. Oh, Cora, come here.
Just a minute, Miss Mert.
Cora, this is Margie Minter, the girl who's taking Ann's place.
Mighty glad to know you, Miss Margie. But my land, child, you ain't a grewed up yet. You need to fatten and nothing around here going to fit you.
Well, of course, you'll probably wear Ann's costume. Mert, you think Ann is really very bad off?
Well, Mel, I only know what Gwen said. Her foot's pretty badly infected.
Oh, I just hope they don't have to.
Oh, no, Gwen, it can't be that bad.
Now, listen, if your chick chicks don't stand on these here flow sheets, I'm going to pull out all your tail feathers. Who did this here hat?
That's Ann's. Fell off the rack. Hey, let's see how it looks on you, Margie. Oh, say, girls, let's not neglect Ann while she's in the hospital. What do you say we send her some flowers?
Sure, good. We'll all put in 50 cents.
Yeah. Not in my dough. This is a dirty deal she gave me on that John from Detroit.
Oh, on a daily.
Well, it's not. I think flowers would be lovely. I have 50 cents, Miss Spear.
Forget it, Margie. Here, Nell, you collect the money and I buy the flowers. Huh?
Okay.
And shall I write from the gang?
Leave me out of this.
Oh, Billy, you're the meanest girl I ever knew.
Please,
Clarence, with the headdresses for the parade numbers.
Cora, take some of these things. I'm no bulldozer.
Man, you ain't even a geek.
Oh, pish-tush. Well, I guess this is yours now. Take it.
Oh, isn't this gorgeous?
Here, this is yours, Billy.
Yeah, I won't wear that thing. It would fit a horse.
Well, it was made for one, Sarah.
One more crack out of you, Clarence, and I'll spray you with DDT.
Who is it?
Well, girls, are you decent?
Oh, it's Mr. Hines.
Miss Spear, will you please step out here?
Yeah, Clarence, this isn't mine. Who's got my headdress?
Yes, just like a doghouse.
A frame for the picture, dearie.
Yes, Mr. Hines.
Miss Spear, that girl you put in Ann's position, I watched her this afternoon, and she won't do.
Oh, why not, Mr. Hunt?
Myrtle, she's too thin. Why, she's emaciated. You know Hayfield likes his chick chicks with a little meat on their bones.
Oh, but Mr. Hunt, how she can dance. Why, she knows all the routines by just watching them from the sidelines for 2 weeks.
Well, now I remember. That's the kid that came here the first day from the Horkins agency.
Yeah.
I told her then I didn't think she'd do.
Oh, but Mr. Hunter, dancing. Her toe work is perfect in the butterfly ballet. And did you notice her face? Mm. Oh, she has the face of an angel. Won't you please give her a chance? At least until Ann comes back in the lineup. That kid needs someone to do something for her. She had a desperate look on her face this morning. But it's changed now. She thinks she's got a chance. A lot of good food will fatten her up. A few friends, a kind word, and just a break from you. Oh, please, Mr. Hunt.
I don't know what Hayfield will say, but... Oh, well, you win. Myrtle, you know, you'd make a good mother.
Perhaps I would have.
Well, she'll have to wear Ann's costumes, and they'll all have to be cut down to fit her.
Yeah.
And Tipping Tupper will have to design something special for the parade number. She's so skinny. Of course, it's only until Ann returns, remember. And, of course, it all depends on her work. Your judgment, Myrtle.
Mr. Hunt, you're a swell guy.
You're not so bad yourself. You treat that kid like a mother.
Do you think I would have made a good...
A what, Myrtle?
Never mind.
Hey, You've got tears in your eyes.
Oh, I'm just so glad that kid's got a break.
You know, Myrtle, after the show opens and it's all set, you and I'll have to become better acquainted.
Well, you've known me over 10 years, Mr. Hunt.
No, I don't think I've ever really known you.
You like me now, Ray? Mr. Hunt?
A lot. In fact, I...
Yeah, a little tete-tete-tete out here, huh?
Oh, here's Clarence now. We can...
Oh, how are things progressing, Clarence?
Oh, everything's coming along just dandy.
Say, Clarence, do you think you could design something special in a parade costume for that little new girl? To kind of fill her out?
Oh, Mr. Hunt, nothing but a bellow could fill out that kid. She's built on the lines of a germ.
Well, do your best, Clarence.
Oh, dear, since when have they been taking on children in this man's review? Well,
I'll see you after a while, Myrtle.
I'll be visible, Ray. Coming in, Clarence?
Yes, Tilly. More work. I'm just a slave.
Oh, this thing is too tight. I can't get into it, Sally.
Oh, I'm just crazy about this hat.
Hey, God, Clarence, do I have to wear striped tights? They're all out of date.
Well, you'll wear them and like them, Madame de Vere, and you'll need symmetrical. Those gams of yours are practically parenthetical.
Oh, what you said, Sally.
Oh, Miss, what's your name? You, come here.
Didn't you, Margie?
Yes, Margie, I think I'll make you a bride.
Oh!
Nothing for you capes to laugh at. Try on your butterfly costumes, you grub worms. And you, Miss, come back here where I'll have some elbow room. I'll take your measurements.
Yes, sir. Can you come with me, Miss Spear? I'm sort of nervous.
Don't worry, you'll never harm a hair of your head, dearie.
Oh, shut up, Billy. Come on, Margie.
This is all so new to me. I guess the girls think I'm an awful fool.
Oh, they're all good eggs. You'll soon get to know the ropes. It's always like this. The longer you're in it, the better you like it. And the dumber you get, the longer you're in it.
Cora, take these measurements.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see now. Bust, 30 inches.
Mm-mm. She's so tiny-mighty.
Oh, dear. Waistline. Oh, it isn't worth bothering about.
Well, least dressed as a bride, she'll be individual. She'll be the only one in the model parade completely covered up.
Hurry this up, Cora. I want these linings, but immediately.
Yes, sir. Coming up.
And don't leave here, Margie. I'll drape you as soon as they're ready.
Oh, I'm so excited, Miss Spear.
Say, why don't you call me Myrt? The girls all do. Myrt, what an awful tag.
I think Myrtle's a pretty name.
Mm-hmm. Myrtle isn't too bad. Spear's just my stage name. I hate the name of Myrt. Why couldn't I have been named Gloria or Marguerite? I love the name Marguerite.
Well, that's my name, my real name. I just call myself Margie. It's really Marguerite. And you're just 16.
Oh, what a strange coincidence.
You like the name Marguerite?
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
Why did you say what a strange coincidence?
Well, like you, Margie, I have a long story. I'll tell you sometime. Couldn't tell you now. It'd take too long. I should go up and hear the principals rehearse. You know, I understudy one of the parts.
What kind of a part?
Oh, she's a torch singer, Miss Hall. She plays in one or two of the short comedy scenes, and Cracks Wise was one of the comics. Mm-hmm. But she'd probably have to drop dead before I'd ever get a chance to go on. Unless Ray Hunt. Ray Hunt. Say, there's a great guy, Margie. First stage director I ever saw with a heart. Say, kid, do I look all burned up?
Why, no. Are you warm?
Yeah. I think I'm carrying a torch.
You what?
Oh, you little baby. I mean, I think I could be crazy about that guy. In fact, he's been my big moment for a long time. Only he didn't know it.
You mean you're in love?
Got all the symptoms. But it may be just another headache.
I've never been in love.
What a shock you've got coming. Why, baby, I've been in and out of love a dozen times. Married once. Once was enough. But there's something else again. Why, kid, I was married when I was your age. And then when I was 17, well, there I go running off at the mouth.
Why, Myrtle, you don't look any older than the other girls.
Well, don't look now, but Margie.
I'm 33. Oh, no.
I know I haven't seen Rachel all these years. Guess you just feel sorry for me. Forget all this, honey, and don't tell the girls. They drag me to death.
I can't believe you're more than 25.
No, I don't think I'm fooling anyone, least of all myself.
Here is, little half-hunt. Put this here line I'm sitting on.
Oh, I guess Clarence is ready for you, Margie. I'll help you.
Okay. There.
All right, Miss Margie. Hold the end of this chiffon. Mm-hmm. Pins. Cora. Pins.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. My blood pressure.
Margie, as soon as you're through with this fitting, I'll meet you up on stage, and we'll run over to the hospital and see Ann. Poor kid. The stuff's great for. Then we'll have dinner afterwards. Say, we'll go over to that little Italian joint I know. It's run by Mama Spinelli, and they have wonderful ravioli.
Oh, I've never eaten ravioli. I bet they're good.
Oh, they melt in your mouth. Say, Margie, then, will you tell me the rest of your story?
Well, yes, but you won't tell anyone.
Margie, they could cut my tongue out first.
It looks as though we're going to find out all about Marge. What is her real story? Is there something mysterious in her background? She seems so secretive about it all. Well, we'll find out in the next exciting episode of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.